This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. It's the evening edition with Caroline Lynn and Ezra. Now, today was day 14 of Dewan Rakyat, and BFM's Melissa Tiong was there today. There was quite a lot of drama, and Melissa gave us the details.
So at first, it was business as usual during the morning sitting, but it was only towards the lunch break where the peace sort of got disrupted. So the drama started when Bung Mokhtar Radin, the MP for Kinabatangan, was debating the Goods and Services Tax Repeal Bill 2018. But midway, Willy Mongin, the MP for Puncak Borneo, he interrupted and he asked Bung, not casino, is it? Mongin was apparently referencing a viral photograph on social media of supposedly Bung Mokhtar in a casino. So this set off Bung, and he accused Mongin of being rude. Tensions escalated, and Bung lost his temper and yelled the F-word at Mongin. He sort of swore even more when several lawmakers told him to sit down and take back what he said. Things got quite out of hand. Deputy Speaker Mohammad Rashid couldn't control the MPs, and seeing as it was the tail end of the session, the Speaker adjourned the meeting.
Yeah, it was very, very colourful. In fact, we have some audio from that lively session.
Harga barang waktu GST rendah sedikit.
Bukan kasino kah yang kena bertangan?
Apa ini? Biadab, ini kurang ajar. Ini tarik balik, ini biadab yang bertua. Memang kurang ajar, ini bahwa mata layak dulu sini. Something, what you want? You nak gaduh dengan saya? Ini time.
Tanya saja, kita bertangan.
Ini duduk lah.
F*** you.
Ah.
Tarik balik. Tarik balik. Kau salah orang. Kau salah orang. You.
Satu timbalan di Batua, kena pandangan kena tarik balik perkataan. Satu yang di Batua, kena pandangan.
Kau mabuk, malam-malam.
Mabuk
malam-malam.
Kau mabuk.
Kena pandangan. Kena pandangan.
Oh dear.
There's so much I love and fear about that bit of audio that we just played, because it's something about our parliament and democracy and just how we are. It's just, the dust
circus,
has settled.
Circus-like, yeah. I think. My very favourite thing, and if you missed that, it's best heard again, it's best rewinded, is the little Aya. Right at the end of that. It was beautiful.
Resignation, isn't it?
Yeah,
a slight sigh to that, yeah.
Yes. Moving on, though, loath though I am to do it, one of the things discussed in Parliament was the repeal of the GST. Melissa spoke to a few opposition MPs with their thoughts on the move. First speaking to opposition leader Dato' Sri Ahmad Zahid Hamdi.
We asked him if his party supported the SST, and his response to that was basically, why should we? And on the same issue, we managed to catch Hamza Zainuddin as well, the MP for Larut, and this is what he had to say.
But we just have to wait how we do it in the day one afterwards. Okay. I think it's only fair for me not to mention any decision taken by the opposition. For me, I will just follow whatever decision made by the leaders of the opposition. Okay? If you ask my personal opinion, it's totally different. My personal opinion is, as long as it is good for the government, for the people, I will follow.
So I also got Pakan MP Najib Razak's opinion on the SST. So he expects prices of goods to rise again, actually. And he shared his thoughts on the reduced revenue gained by the government from the SST.
With the reduction of revenue, the government has to cut back on expenditure. That's why bantuan-bantuan rakyat telah dikurangkan dengan ketara. Termasuk kenaikan gaji tahunan khas untuk pejabat-pejabat awam pada tahun ini 1 Julai. BRIM pun telah dikurangkan kadar dan jumlah pegawai dan pejabat awam kontrak telah dibatalkan pelantikan mereka. Dan bantuan-bantuan lain pun akan dikaji, dan mungkin ini juga menjejaskan projek-projek infra rakyat yang kita telah cadangkan.
That was Najib Razak, the Member of Parliament from Pekan. And speaking of the Pekan MP, one of the biggest news items today was on the seizure of equanimity. This was something we addressed earlier as well with lawyer Andrew Koo. Melissa Tiong got Najib Razak to respond to news about the super yacht.
He's basically denied any knowledge of the yacht, and I'll let him do the talking here, actually.
Of course, I have no knowledge of it. I have not been on board. I do not know about it until it came out in the press. Why we didn't pursue it earlier? Because we're interested in the full settlement with UAE on the IPIC settlement.
Okay.
You know, and that is worth much more than this equanimity. But equanimity is being used as, again, a populist move. But what is important is the overall settlement with IPIC, which we are pursuing, and that is the more important. But it's important that I have no knowledge whatsoever as to the yacht, and also the yacht itself could be subject to litigation. So it's not clear-cut matter. Because I think I noticed even Matthias Cheng has come up with a statement in a blog questioning the move, the legality of the move.
And he was also asked if any money from 1MDB was used to purchase the yacht.
We do not know. It's subject to investigation. But what is important is the settlement with IPIC. That's a bigger sum. And we have to find out who really owns the yacht.
And in other controversial news, Melissa also managed to catch Tony Pua to ask him about the International Republican Institute, or the IRI. Just yesterday, a video emerged of IRI President Daniel Twining saying that the organisation had been working with the then opposition party since 2002, and also said that Washington had benefited from the new government in Putrajaya from the very start. Here's what Pua, DAP's National Publicity Secretary, had to say.
I don't have any other comment there, other than the fact that all parties in Malaysia have participated in their training before. It doesn't matter what it is. UMNO, Gerakan, MCA, DAP, PKR, all have participated. Because these are trainings on communication, trainings on internet, and stuff like that. So they are trainings organised for all parties. It's not just us.
That was Tony Pua, DAP's National Publicity Secretary. And the final update Melissa had for us was on the formation of a shadow cabinet by the opposition.
Opposition leader Zahid Hamidi has said that the opposition will not form a shadow cabinet. However, the opposition has drawn up a list consisting of Barisan National and past MPs to focus on certain portfolios. He feels that debates will be better with selected MPs being knowledgeable about specific topics. And this is what Datuk Seri Zahid Hamidi had to say about the issue.
Kita tidak mempunyai barisan kabinet bayangan, tetapi kita telah menyusun senarai ahli-ahli parlimen dari pembangkang yang mewakili UMNO dan PAS terutamanya untuk diberikan tanggungjawab memfokuskan portfolio tertentu. Ini telah kami berikan kepada semua ahli-ahli parlimen dan tentunya sebagaimana yang kita lihat perbahasan-perbahasan menjurus kepada bidang masing-masing dan ini akan menyebabkan fokus diberikan kepada ahli-ahli parlimen tertentu untuk membahaskan perkara tertentu dan membangkitkan perkara tertentu. Namun mereka juga diberikan kebebasan berdasarkan latar belakang untuk menyentuh lain-lain perkara kerana kita berjanji untuk menjadi pembangkang yang konstruktif dan mempunyai kewibawaan dari segi maklumat, latar belakang dan juga fakta-fakta yang kita perolehi. Kita mempunyai cara yang berbeza. Jadi kita tak perlu ada kabinet bayangan sebagaimana yang pernah dibuat oleh mereka. Kita mempunyai cara sendiri untuk memfokuskan beberapa portfolio dan juga pada beberapa isu.
Just heard from opposition leader Datuk Seri Zahid Hamidi, and our thanks to BFM's Melissa Tiong with updates from day 14 of the Dewan Rakyat. We'll be continuing our coverage of day 15 tomorrow at 5 p.m. Stay tuned to the evening edition. It's BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.